The purpose of a new road is usually to get people from one point to another more quickly and safely. This man had another idea. He wanted roads that forced you to drive slow. In fact, he thought it might be preferred if you got out and walked. The story of those now famous roads is this edition of the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, or just follow Farming the Countryside on Facebook for interviews and news of importance to you.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Before there were ever four presidents carved into the side of Mount Rushmore, there was another attraction bringing people to the southern Black Hills.
Wind Cave was actually the first cave designated as a national park, so it was down there. Unique thing about Wind Cave compared to us, it was actually on the rail line, and it had already been established as a hot springs area, so it was already a tourist destination.
Lydia Austin oversees the interpretive programs at Custer State Park. Wind Cave was established as a national park in 1903, but at the time, the area of today's Custer State Park and Mount Rushmore was often overlooked by visitors.
It was very difficult to travel. Cars would not make it through here, and we didn't have railroads, so very few people came here. And in fact, we did not start seeing that touristy feel until the 40s, until World War II, when we started seeing the infrastructure and people started looking for a place to go camp.
Well, the park is always updating today. Many of the buildings that you see date to the Depression era.
In the 30s, the Civilian Conservation Corps came, and we did. We put them to work. They built our visitor centers. They built the roads. They did a lot of logging, worked on the trails, and really made us a park.
Governor Peter Norbeck helped lay out the roads that have become an iconic feature of the park.
So he got on a horse or a donkey, did both, and went and rode those roads and mapped them out with the state engineer. He made them that twisty turny and through all the tunnels, and he made it so you slowed down and experienced the hills the way they were meant to be experienced.
In fact, Norbeck said the roads were to be driven at 20 miles per hour, or better yet, people should get out and walk in order to truly experience the park. The Needles Highway and the Iron Mountain Road are well-known routes that bring visitors here yet today. Traveling the countryside at Custer State Park, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCrae.